This week's Dry Bean Scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, BASF, SRS Commodities, and Johnstown Bean Company. The U.S. Dry Bean Council is hosting the first ever Global Dry Bean Conference virtually, bringing together dry bean buyers and stakeholders from all over the world. And while the council would have loved to meet in person, the organization is excited about the opportunity to connect virtually. U.S. Dry Bean Council Executive Director Rebecca Broder says the exciting innovations happening in the U.S. and globally will be shared with an even broader audience.
This is a brand new event. This is going to be our inaugural Global Bean Buyers Conference, and we have branded it BeanCon 21. To talk not only about some of the things that are critical messaging on beans, such as what our crop outlook looks like, but we're also going to be really focusing on innovation in this event as well, and talking a lot about the popularity of the plant-based eating trend, which includes, of course, dry beans, and looking at all the ways that businesses around the world are adding dry beans to their line of products or making it a priority, because it's something that helps them, you know, in their own businesses and to improve their own bottom line. You know, this pandemic has really put the spotlight on dry beans. Dry beans are having a moment.
The full agenda for BeanCon 21 is available by visiting BeanCon21.com. Thanks again for tuning in to this week's Dry Bean Scene here on the Red River Farm Network. Be sure to check out previous editions of this program by visiting rrfn.com, keyword Dry Bean Scene.